Welcome to the Health Ranger Report with Mike Adams, the Health Ranger.
It's so bizarre to me to hear so many people in America now trying to attack China because of this DeepSeek model that has shown China's AI dominance. And, you know, I hear people saying things like, well, you know, China is so evil. And the CIA is saying, we think now that COVID came from the Wuhan lab, so therefore, China is evil. We have to go to war with China. Well, who sent the COVID to the Wuhan lab? You know, SARS-CoV-2. Who sent it there? Freaking Fauci, a U.S. official. And where did he get his little greasy hands on it? From the Department of Defense. The DOD built the bioweapon. And in order to circumvent laws that restrict research on biological weapons, they sent it offshore to China. So the U.S. DOD used China to launder bioweapons development. And now the CIA blames China? What a joke. What a joke. The U.S. built the bioweapon. And then, of course, I always hear people saying, well, China does organ harvesting. Well, the U.S. government tried to murder you with COVID and with COVID vaccines. And if you live in Australia and you're listening to this, your Australian government tried to murder you with mandatory COVID vaccines and mandatory quarantine camps. And if you live in New Zealand, same story. UK, same story. All your Western governments try to kill you. And they did kill a lot of people. You know, it's amazing how quickly people forget that. They're like, well, China's evil, but America, you know, America, the government here tried to kill us all. The fact that you are still alive shows that you're wise enough to not obey your government. And no, I'm no fan of the Chinese government. I'm also no fan of the tyrannical United States government. Now, is Trump making a lot of improvements? Absolutely, yeah. Trump's doing a lot. Major reforms, but you could spend a lifetime trying to reform the system. It's so evil that you'd still never get it all done. The problem is not which government rules over you. The problem is that any government rules over you. All governments become evil. All centralization of power becomes evil. This is why the key element to all of this, the key future for humankind, is decentralization. We don't need central governments any longer. The whole concept is obsolete. We don't need governments. You don't need representatives in Washington, D.C. You realize that was created back when nobody could get to Washington, D.C. You had maybe telegraph lines. It would take weeks to get news because it had to come on, you know, the Pony Express, man, like a horseback. You didn't have email. You didn't have the internet. So you needed representatives to represent you. We don't need representatives. All of Congress is obsolete. We don't need representatives. We could vote ourselves instantly from anywhere in the country or anywhere we happen to be around the world. We don't need the Senate, and we'd be better off without it. We don't need the USDA telling us what we're allowed to grow. We don't need the FDA telling us what's allowed to be medicine. We don't need the CDC shoving vaccines down our throats. We don't need any of that. There's really nothing the federal government does other than secure the border, which they haven't been doing, that we need. You know, I mean, yes, you need a national government for national defense, like stop invaders. If only they could do that, that would be amazing. And they haven't done that. For decades, they haven't done that. Now, again, Trump is making major changes, and Trump is determined to secure the border. And Trump's man, Tom Homan, is rounding up illegals and deporting them, which is awesome. 100% support that. So yeah, I mean, for the first time, some elements of the federal government are doing the things that federal government should do. At least the one thing is secure the damn border. But aside from that, what do we need the government for? We don't need it at all. Now, I'm not talking about local governments. Yeah, we need a local government of sorts, right? We need some organizing body locally to decide what roads to build, you know, and which schools to build and which fire departments to fund and things like that. You do need local police, obviously. You need local jails. So yeah, I totally get it. County level, city level. At some level, you need some kind of state body to decide topics, I guess, you know, state laws, etc. Somebody has to decide on speed limits, I suppose, but we don't need a federal government to tell us how to live our lives or tell us what to do. It's just, the whole concept is obsolete. So as much as I love the fact that Trump won this presidency, I still say that he is ruling over an obsolete body, or as part of an obsolete body. We don't need that system at all. And I actually don't think that that system is going to survive much longer, especially when the dollar collapses, which will be, and hear me out, that will be a celebration for humanity. And I don't wish economic harm upon anyone. What I'm saying is that there'll be something better. Hopefully a privacy-oriented cryptocurrency that cannot be counterfeited by the government. It's not like the dollar's just going to collapse and then there's nothing and then it's a total Mad Max scenario. The dollar will collapse as people move out of it into something hopefully better. The dollar will be more or less abandoned. And when that happens, it's a positive thing for Americans and for the world. Don't we want an honest currency that can't be fraudulently counterfeited by our own government? Yes, we should all want that. Of course, the government itself doesn't want that. They love to print money because it's a source of power and corruption and fraud and propaganda and funding wars and everything else. They just print the money they want. Well, most of the world is not going to put up with that any longer. And you notice that the BRICS currency that has been proposed and is being developed by all the other nations, you know, China and Russia and even India is interested, even Turkey has shown some interest, you know, Brazil, South Africa, whatever. That currency cannot be counterfeited. Isn't that interesting? You actually have to deposit gold, and then gold has to make up 40% of the currency, and the other 60% is a basket of the national currencies of the participating nations. And so you can't just create more BRICS currency out of thin air like the U.S. can create the dollar, or the Federal Reserve can create the dollar. So that means the BRICS currency is going to be really an honest, perhaps one of the only honest currencies in the world that cannot be counterfeited. You have to put up the gold to be granted the BRICS tokens, let's call them, if it's a kind of a cryptocurrency. You show us the gold, and then you get the tokens. No gold, no tokens. That's a really good system. And if you want the gold back, you have to give us back the tokens. You know, it's like the gold stays in a vault, and then you get that many tokens to trade with, and you can always redeem the tokens for gold and take your gold back, but then you don't have the tokens anymore. Nobody can just create tokens out of nothing. That's a good system. We should all want to live under that kind of system. When the dollar dies, there will probably be many calls for something similar to BRICS in the Western world. That is, if the Western world survives any of this, which is uncertain all by itself, but interesting. Now, you notice the thing that has value in all of this? It's gold. Gold is a tier one asset recognized that way by the top banks in the world. Gold is a tier one asset. Gold is forever. Gold is an element. Gold will back the BRICS currency by 40%. And gold used to back the US dollar. And the fact that they took the dollar off the gold standard is why the dollar will collapse. So whatever future currency the U.S. might come up with, if it survives, or if it breaks apart, then, you know, the Republic of Texas, let's say it rolls out its own currency, or now there's talk in California of seceding from the Union, so maybe California will have its own currency. Of course, California Democrats don't know anything about money, so their currency will hyperinflate like Venezuela. But if they had any brains, they would back it by gold, and then they would have an honest currency. If Texas has its own currency, I would imagine it will be backed at least partially by gold. And maybe some combination of precious metals, but gold would be the anchor of it, and that's all by design. You would want gold to have faith in the currency. And so what does this tell you, watching all of this unfold? You can't buy BRICS currencies right now. because, well, they haven't been launched to the end user. They haven't even really been fully activated for the participating nations. They will be soon, no doubt, but even then, you probably won't be allowed to buy BRICS currency because U.S. authorities will outlaw it. But you can buy gold. Gold is 40% of the BRICS currency. And gold will probably back future currencies. Like I said, maybe the state of Texas becomes the Republic of Texas, and then it'll have its own currency, wisely backed by gold. So if you buy gold, you are, in effect, buying into the future currencies that will replace the dollar. If you buy gold, you have the asset, the insurance policy that will be relied upon by all the upcoming future currencies. Well, maybe I shouldn't say all, but the trustworthy ones. Now, maybe there'll be some completely digital CBDC currency backed by nothing, but why would you want to bet your life savings on something like that? Or maybe somebody will come up with a CBDC backed by gold, and they say, well, you can redeem it for gold. But if it's a government, they'll probably lie to us about how much gold actually exists, you know, just like they do right now. So you have to trust the gold deposit claims, which means that you better ask for audits, you better have an inspection, you know, you want to see the gold. Which right now we can't see the gold in Fort Knox, probably because it's not even there. It doesn't exist. The U.S. probably has almost no gold, while China has been buying thousands of tons of gold. That is a lot of gold. That's like hundreds of billions of dollars worth of gold. So in a world of all these financial options and financial turmoil, I honestly don't know what's going to be the dominant currency 5 years from now. It probably won't be the dollar. It might be BRICS. It might be something that replaces the dollar. It might be Texas bucks. Who knows? It might be, you know, Trump coin. I don't know. But I do know one thing. Gold is always going to have value in every system. And thus, when people ask me, what should I get? Should I buy Dogecoin? You know, should I buy this coin, that coin, Bitcoin? I don't know. But I do know gold is going to be here for the long run. And I know gold is going to hold value. So I tell people, when you buy gold, it's not about speculation. It's not about buy low, sell high. It's about putting your assets into something that just holds value. It's just freezing your assets. I know I've said this over and over again, but it's still true. And it always will be true. It's about freezing assets so that they maintain their value and you can access them at a future date. Because gold is liquid. You can always sell gold back into the market and trade it out for whatever currency exists at that time. Right now, you can sell gold for Bitcoin or gold for Monero or gold for dollars if you wish, or gold for euros. In the future, whatever new currency comes along, you know, like BRICS, if you're in one of the BRICS nations, you'll be able to sell gold for BRICS. Gold is ubiquitous. Gold is recognized by every nation, every culture in the world as money. And I know it's not as dazzling. It's not the shiny new object, the new coin, the new this, the new currency, the new digital, the new holographic, the new quantum. It's none of that stuff. But it's solid. It's as solid as the table of elements. Gold is going to be there. Forever, long past our lifetimes. So if you want to get some gold, of course, I recommend our sponsor, the Treasure Island Coins and Precious Metals Company. You can find them at metalswithmike.com. For the record, I do not earn any commission on sales. They compensate me for plugging them, and I'm happy to plug them because they have treated our customers so well over the years. Very trustworthy professionals, and they don't run bait and switch tactics like some of the more popular, more celebrity-oriented gold companies tend to do. Some of those companies, you know, you call them up, you're like, I want to buy $100,000 worth of gold. And they're like, cool, we'll just put together this $100,000 worth of gold. And then, you know, 6 months later, you find out, what is all this crazy stuff, like weird ounces and you know, collector's editions coins that you can't get the money back out of and stuff. You know, like, you got sold $100,000 worth of gold and it's only worth $60,000, really? Yeah, we don't do that. I mean, I would never promote somebody that does that. Treasure Island is honest. Otherwise, I wouldn't work with them. So, metalswithmike.com. Now, what about crypto? What do I think about crypto right now? Well, the establishment is clearly pushing Bitcoin. And yes, Bitcoin has a role to play in all of this. Bitcoin's called digital gold. I think that's a bad description because the point of gold is that it's physical. It's real. It's in your hands. It's in your custody. And sadly, you know, Bitcoin's not physical. It's digital. And most people don't have it in their hands. Most people don't practice self-custody. So here's my simple but honest and blunt answer about Bitcoin. If you hold Bitcoin yourself in your own custody, in your own wallet, I think that's a smart thing. It will likely go up in value for some period of time. Eventually, I don't know, it may be obsolete, maybe replaced by something else. But probably the Trump administration and, you know, the ETF funds and whatever could really drive it up a lot. I'm not buying Bitcoin, by the way. I'm not suggesting that you do either. But if you want to hold it with self-custody. That's the wise way to hold it. I actually prefer Monero because Monero is private. And I'm interviewing people involved in projects like Xano, which is a more modern privacy coin that is more like a privacy coin infrastructure project that provides things like privacy wrappers, where you can wrap up Bitcoin in a Xano privacy wrapper. And that way you can move around your Bitcoin without being tracked. So Xano has that kind of utility. There are other projects that have different functions. Monero is kind of the go-to for privacy crypto. Personally, I prefer Monero over Bitcoin. If I were to buy crypto right now, I would buy probably Monero. Are you wrong to buy Bitcoin? Well, only if you buy it as an ETF. Yeah, that's wrong, in my opinion, because you don't have custody. I would say don't do that. If you buy Bitcoin, don't leave it on an exchange. Have a wallet on your own, you know, computer or your phone. Have a backup, you know, make sure you know your seed phrase, etc. So own Bitcoin responsibly, which requires a lot of technical knowledge, and some people just can't handle it. Owning gold is just easier. It's like, there's my gold, you know. It's over there in the corner. It's in the closet. It's in the safe. Buried it in the backyard. Whatever you did with it, it's just gold. You don't need a password. You don't need whatever. You don't even need electricity. But for crypto, different story. You got to remember how to get to it. You got to remember how it works. You got to remember your password. Or where did you put it? What happens if your hard drive fails? Do you have a backup, etc.? So own crypto responsibly. And then, yes, I'm good with that. But that's difficult for a lot of people. So just be very, very cautious about that. What about other assets? Well, land, obviously, hard asset, but possibly overpriced in many areas. Real estate overpriced because of artificially low interest rates. So it's a question of where to put it. What about stocks? I don't own any stocks. That's just my answer. I own zero stocks. If I were to buy a stock, honestly, I like Nvidia, even though I think it's wildly overvalued, but it actually makes something real. And Nvidia has a strong future. If I were to buy any stock, it would be Nvidia. But I'm not buying any stocks, so don't take that as financial advice. But I'm buying Nvidia hardware. I'm an Nvidia customer. I can tell you I'm going to spend a lot of money with Nvidia. I spend zero money with Google. You know, I spend zero money on Apple. I don't buy Apple products, but I'm going to spend this year, I'll probably spend $300,000, $400,000 on Nvidia, maybe $500,000, something like that. So that tells you something. And I mean just buying their hardware, you know, as a retail customer. I'm just going to buy their hardware because we're using it for our AI training and our data pipeline processing and so on. So I do have a real world practical use for all that hardware. And honestly, I can't wait for it to come out. Having a supercomputer on my desk sounds like a dream come true. So, can't wait for that. But anyway, I don't buy stocks. I don't buy treasuries. I don't buy bonds, municipal bonds, none of that stuff. I don't trust any of it. Counterparty risk is a very real issue. So counterparty risk is the risk that the other side of your asset can't make good on their promise to pay you. Gold has no counterparty. When you hold it, it's yours. You don't have a counterparty. And effectively, Bitcoin in your own wallet, in your own custody, also has zero counterparty risk. There are systemic risks from, like, if the power grid goes down or what have you, or if Bitcoin were to somehow be, you know, hacked or overtaken or whatever. But there's not a counterparty risk. So that's important to note. That's a big deal. You know, money in the bank has counterparty risk. What if the bank fails? Well, yeah, you're screwed. There goes your money. So think about what you have, what you own, your assets. Is there counterparty risk? Every stock has counterparty risk. Every bond, every treasury, every bank deposit, every CD, almost everything in the financial markets, every EFT, every derivative, every put, every call, every option, every futures contract, it all has counterparty risk, but not gold and not Bitcoin. Well, and frankly, not Monero either, you know, as long as you have self-custody. So there you go. That's my financial take on what's happening in the world right now. We are living in a bubble. Remember that? When the bubble bursts, most people will lose almost all their assets. The way to not be among those people is to have gold in your possession and then be able to maneuver and get into whatever new currency replaces the collapsed old currencies. And yes, that day is coming. It's going to be a very interesting time to be alive, that's for sure. There will be old millionaires and billionaires that are homeless, and there will be new millionaires and billionaires who used to be middle-class people who just bought gold. Yeah, it's going to be interesting. Upside down. So stay informed. Stay aware. Don't take this as financial advice. That's my disclaimer. Do your own research. Get your own professional advisors. And if gold and silver are right for you, then call the Treasure Island Company. Just go to metalswithmike.com. Check out their real-time prices there. And you can sign up for a conversation with them. They can help you design a package of honest, high-value, fair-priced coins that can help you achieve your goals if gold and silver are right for you. Not right for everybody in every circumstance, so do your own research. And yes, there's price risk in gold and silver. It can obviously go up or down in dollars, but I'm not tracking dollars. I'm tracking ounces, and I noticed that gold doesn't go up or down in ounces. If you have a certain number of ounces, it stays that number of ounces. Amazing, huh? And that's all I care about, ounces, not dollars. All right, thank you for listening, and be well. God bless you all. I'm Mike Adams, Brighteon.com, and naturalnews.com. Take care. I've put together a whole lot of third-party partners with discount codes on this website, rangerdeals.com. Definitely check out this website. You are going to save a bundle on things that you need to be prepared for pandemics, be prepared for financial collapse. Let me just walk you through some of this. Like right here, 10% off of PetMectin, which is ivermectin labeled for pets, discount code Ranger. You just click that right there. It goes to a third party company. And this icon indicates that they compensate us with product donations that we then donate out to other people. So we kind of have an affiliate relationship here, but they don't pay us cash. They pay us in product that we donate out to other people in need through our church, by the way. So a lot of these, they just gift back to us, to our church, and then we donate that out to people who need it. If you scroll down, you'll see also we've got chlorine dioxide down here somewhere. Where did it go? Here it is, Safrax, 10% off chlorine dioxide. If you don't have a supply of chlorine dioxide, you absolutely need to get some of this and learn about it. And there's the button right there. In addition, to be prepared financially for what's coming, we've got three different sources of gold and silver here on rangerdeals.com. So one of these is called Prepper Bars. You can save 10% off. And that's these guys right here, where you have like breakaway silver pieces. There's like, I'm just kind of showing you, you can break this off, or you can break these off individually. They become 1/10 of an ounce, 1/20 of an ounce, or 1
1/4 of an ounce, etc. So these prepper bars are really handy. People love those. And then we've got gold backs, which have real physical gold embedded in each gold back. Very divisible form of gold. This has 1/1000th of an ounce of gold. You're actually looking at the gold. It's just flattened out. It's very thin, obviously, at 1/1000th of an ounce. But they have higher denominations. So you can find a link to that here on rangerdeals.com. Or if you just want mainstream, you know, like silver coins, gold coins in the 1 ounce format, you can also find those with our gold and silver supplier here at rangerdeals.com. We've also got 10% off the Trends Journal with Gerald Celente. That's right here. We've got $50 off the de-googled phones at Above Phone. 10% off the RNC supplements. That's vitamin B17 Laetril, which is featured by G. Edward Griffin on his book, World Without Cancer. We've got, you can save money off of heirloom seeds. You can save money on satellite phones here from the satellite phone store, SAT123.com. And on top of that, we've got here, we've got Shield Arms where you can have folding AR-15s, custom Glocks. You can actually save money on high-end firearms here with this link. We've got Ness's Hemp, a CBDA, very high CBDA, a cannabidiolic acid, which has its own efficacy. We've got 10% off holsters with 1791 gun leather, 10% off body armor with Hoplite. You know, you can save money on the Patriot Green products, the compost products, so much more, the portable power stations, solar generators, and here's a discount off of a movie. So much more. We're adding to this all the time, but just go to rangerdeals.com to see our current specials and the discount codes that can save you a bundle on things that can help you get prepared. And these are things that we don't sell in our store. And we don't sell ivermectin and gold and silver or things like that, or firearms, obviously. So these are third-party partners that offer things that we don't offer or can't offer ourselves. And we've negotiated these discounts for you. So take advantage of all that at rangerdeals.com. Get prepared. Interesting times ahead, that's for sure. Thanks for watching. Take care.